Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service, and it's 100% online. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 25,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, you just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy. That way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you can talk to your therapist however you feel comfortable, whether it's via text, chat, phone, or video call. You can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom-picked for you, more scheduling flexibility, and at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/musicspeaks. That's betterhelp.com/musicspeaks for 10% off your first month. And thank you again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old Plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use code MusicSpeaks at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. Like so many of you, we battle depression through life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music, share our stories through songs and lyrics,
interview musicians and other artists,
break down genres,
deep dive into band biographies,
and much, much more.
This is the Woodward Fail
Music Speaks Podcast
with Blake Mosley,
James Todd,
and Amanda Dolan.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's me. It's J-A-C. Welcome back to When Words Fail Music Speaks Podcast, where we fight depression with the power of music. I am neither Tony Romo nor Scooter from The Muppets. I'm your professional handicapped host, James Cox.
Amen. And I'm commonly referred to as the loudest guy in the room, but only when I am playing the drums. I'm your endless source of useless music knowledge, a.k.a. Nope. You can call me Blake. You can call me Blake Mosley. You can call me Brosley. You can call me Emo Bemo. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Nope. Don't do that.
Yep.
Because you love pot roast.
I do love pot roast.
And then there's me, Amanda Dolan. I may not know the name of the song, the artist, or the album like the other guys here, but chances are I will sing along loudly, proudly, and poorly. Just ask my kids. They'll also tell you that I'm not a regular mom. I am a free mom. Emily got her driver's license last week.
Woo! Yeah.
You know what?
Great good times. Come on.
Like, you know what I just realize though that they won't get to listen to me sing in the car as much now.
Well, her loss, you know, that's what it is, you know, like, so.
I just had this, like, realization that
it'll be more, like, you know, prevalent.
Yeah, maybe we just will have to sing in the kitchen while I'm making dinner.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to make up for the time. So you just follow them around and be like, hey, I know you didn't get to ride in the car with me today, but here's a song I was singing. And just make a playlist and be like, we're going to listen to the playlist and I'm going to sing for you. So that way you won't miss out on this experience.
Do you have Alexa at your house?
Oh, yeah.
I'm
not going to say her name, though.
Alexa, play something and then, you know, you can sing along with it.
You know what? It's
we
funny.
Don't speak about her.
I have one. So, you know, like there's the app on your phone that you can control it. Right. So there's that. Yeah. But also the kids each have one in their rooms that's like in the family.
True.
I can like walkie talk. I don't know what it is, but like I can be like, hey, come to dinner or, you know, whatever. So I can just like play.
Take that.
And you know what I could do is like I could have the music playing on my phone and then do the like drop in or whatever.
Yeah.
From mine and then sing to them so they hear the music and my voice in their rooms.
Mm. You have to, and you have to make sure it's when they have friends over so that all of them can truly experience the all of your karaoke bops.
Of Amanda.
Because if you're not embarrassing your children, are you even
what are you doing? Parenting? Right, you exactly. Doing? Right, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, do better.
Yeah.
A good parent embarrasses their child.
Yes. Yeah. True that.
But like just enough. Like not, I mean,
go excessively with it, but I mean, you got to embarrass them because I'm sure my mom embarrassed us multiple times. I can't remember. So I'm good. I'm good with my life right now. So, cause, you know,
I'm going to say like most of my embarrassing them is like singing in the car at drop off.
Yeah.
Or, and I only do this at when I'm dropping them off at church for youth group is like, you know, I'll say bye, I love you, and then they'll get out. And we have this thing where they always say, I love you more.
Mm-hmm.
And so often I will roll down the window, and as they're walking into the building where everyone is standing, I'll scream, I love you. but like, again, that's a safe space. You know, we joined that church when Emily was about 6 weeks old. So like, that's our family.
Sure.
It's a whole different, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's like, that's the extent of my really embarrassing my kids.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I was a little bit embarrassing with the football mom bit and, you know, cheering my kid on, but.
That's all right.
That's
part of it too.
That's a good sports mom.
I mean, come on. I live in Texas.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And it's high school football. Like
it
is. Yeah.
It is what it is. Yeah. I love that. I think that's great. As someone who, like, my nephew played high school football, and it's also a big deal around here, you know.
Yes, SEC
college. Like everybody around here loves, you know, college football. And high school football is really popular around here too. So the Sumter High Gamecocks, is where
Gamecocks,
it's Gamecocks, baby. Which is, that's who my nephew played for.
Nice.
And I miss going to his games because like there was a mom who was out there and her son was the quarterback on, my nephew's football team. And she was so loud and aggressive and funny and would just rip those refs apart. And I miss that. I'm sure that the kid was mortified, but like, all loved it. We were like, oh yeah, this is great.
I am, you know, like I'm definitely not the, you know, yell at the ref. Like they have a hard job and I get that. I mean, unless it's like really blatant, whatever.
Unless they're just dumb.
Right.
Then they deserve it.
Well, like I will say the Jacob's very last game, in the whole game, I think they had like 30 penalties and the other team had like 4.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Something's wrong there.
Yeah. And so like that I got frustrated with, cause I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But there is another, adult, I'm not going to say parent, but she always, and I say this because she always screams, "Go, nephew!"
Yep. Okay.
So, like, I'm saying, that's why I'm saying, not, you know, a parent, aunt.
Sure.
But like, we all know, like, who he is, you know, and like, yeah, we scream along with her, and it's fun. Like, it, you know, as parents up there, you get to, you know, you sit all together kind of in the same spots and you get to know people. And of course, like, I screamed for Jacob, and because my Jacob was born in 2009, and Jacob, there's like four Jacobs on his team.
Okay.
So like, so, we just, like, a lot of us just scream like, "Go, Jacob."
And which one?
Which one? Who cares? Go all of them.
All of them.
All of the Jacobs. Oh,
you're all doing great.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got a quick question for both of you.
Yeah.
Do y'all like Harry Potter?
Oh, duh.
I know Blink, but I'm not sure about him. Yeah, okay.
I mean, I...
So if y'all
indifferent. I'm not even indifferent. I like it fine, but
Okay. All right. Well, Blake, Blake and I play games a lot, and I don't know if you have a PS5, Blake.
But I do.
You have a PS5?
I do. Okay.
Have you gotten Hogwarts Legacy?
Yes, I love it. Love it.
Perfect, because that's the best game I played in a long time.
Yeah, so...
And Amanda, Hogwarts Legacy is Harry Potter, but it's like a gaming world, and you can do anything. You can fly a broom, fly face dragons, and do whatever you want.
That game
is overtaking my life right now. So
yeah, it's set 100 years or so before like the events of Harry Potter as we know it. It's great. Allie, who is create your character, all that stuff. You know, you get selected into your house and all the fun stuff. So so when I got my PS5, like, that was kind of like the deal. Because I had wanted a PS5, but like, there was that whole thing like where they just didn't have any for a long time, and then they did have some that were available, but they were so expensive. So like, once they became like a little more available, like last year, part of the agreement of like, hey, like, I really want to get a PS5 because like, now they're not making any games for the PS4 anymore. Hogwarts Legacy had just come out. And so Allie was very excited to play that. And I was like, we've got to get a PS5. We will get Hogwarts Legacy, and it will be the first thing we play. Yeah. Now, we haven't finished it. We haven't played it in like a year, it's so fun. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That game takes a long time to play.
Yeah.
So Amanda, are you more like a Lord of the Rings than a Harry Potter? Or do you just not like, I mean, what's your go-to?
I'm more of a murder mystery cult. Gotcha.
Ooh.
Like Dexter and whatever. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm trying to think like what TV shows I watch. I mean, like TV shows
like Law and Order,
the NCIS's, the CSI kind of
Yellow Jackets. Hello. Have you guys seen Yellow Jackets?
Did we talk about this already once?
No, maybe? I know we haven't, because we just started watching it like 2 weeks ago.
I have not. I've kind of gotten off the.
So, my God. Oh, man. Let me tell you.
Oh, good.
All right. Brief synopsis for anyone who's thinking about maybe checking out Yellow Jackets. All right. So we watched Fallout because I love the Fallout games. And we watched it, and the main actress in Fallout, Ella Purnell, I think is her name. So she's in Fallout. From what we figured out, she was in Yellow Jackets, and I had heard some pun intended buzz about Yellow Jackets, and
I see what you did there.
So we were like, okay, let's check out this show. It's a Showtime series, so we started watching it, and it is so good. There's two seasons out. They have just started filming the third season, but it is loosely based on the story of the rugby team whose plane went down in the Andes Mountains. And you know, for those of you who don't know, you know, they went down in the mountains and they were stuck out there for like 60 days. The real story, the rugby team. And they had to resort to eating each other in order to live. So like it got pretty dark, you know. Right. And so this series is very similar to that, except it is a high school soccer team. They're on the way to like a national championship or whatever. Their plane goes down, and you know, they're out there for like over a year. I think it's like a year and a half or something.
Oh, wow.
So like, but very similar, like there's a lot of time jumps between like what happened in the 90s. It takes place in 1996. So the music is wonderful.
Okay.
It goes back and forth between like, what happened while they were in the wilderness and then like time jump to like now. And like, so, you know, some of them lived, but you don't know who lived and you don't know what happened. But what you do know is they had to resort to some pretty disturbing and awful things in order to live out there, that they have all sworn, you know, this like huge oath that they would never talk about it. One of them starts like running for office and then people are trying to dig up her past. And it's just like this big mystery about what really happened out there. And you just slowly start putting the pieces together. And I think they're planning on doing 5 seasons and they're filming the third one now. So it is not too late to get into it. I love like getting on Reddit and looking up theories about what could happen and like, who do you think survived? Who do you think is still alive? We just haven't seen in the show yet. That kind of thing. It's so much fun to talk about. So I highly encourage anyone who's into that, especially you, Amanda, because that sounds like it's right up your alley.
Oh yeah. Because then also like, I graduated high school in 97. So
yeah,
it
took there you
place
go.
In 96, like that is my childhood, my music.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
And what year did you graduate high school, Blake?
2010.
Okay.
2010. Yep.
99.
Holy crap.
Here.
I was a mom with two kids.
2010.
It was
2010. Yep. 2010, baby.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, I met you in 2015.
It was around that.
In Central. Okay.
Something like that. Yeah. Because I went to
Central.
I went to Central
for
like a semester and a quarter and before I just dropped out altogether. Right. Long story. I didn't stay in school very long. I dropped out very quickly when I realized it was not for
college,
me.
College wasn't for us.
Was not for me, man. I couldn't do it. So
I couldn't do the math, you know. So I mean,
I'm terrible at all things.
Forever stand by.
You're great. I'll just go. So I mean, you know.
But I will forever and a day stand by. College is not for everyone, and we need to encourage the other like trades and.
Yep.
You know, like, because Michael's oldest son is a plumber.
Yeah.
And I mean, he does great for himself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because he just turned 27.
It really works out. Like for some people, it really worked. I would say that it worked out for me. Like I didn't go to school, dropped out. You know, pretty early on into it because it just wasn't my thing. And oddly enough, what I wanted to go for was like radio broadcasting. That was my interest. And, you know, it's before podcasting took off and now I do a lot of podcasts and I'm still like into it, but it's more of a hobby and I still like love that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, started working at the shops and then now I'm an adjuster. Like I didn't have to go to school for any of that. Like, and things are good. I came out just fine.
Yeah. I think, you know, And not to mention the level of debt that you get from going to college. Jeez. And I mean, like, there's a lot that you don't really need.
No.
4 years of school to do.
Yeah.
You know, like, I needed a master's in psychology to do what I wanted to do because, like, that's the way it, you know, worked. Like, it's not a necessity.
Well,
there are plenty of other careers and pathways out there.
And what's funny is Allie has her degree, she was a psychology major.
Really?
And she works in insurance. she wanted to be a therapist. That was what her goal was. And she said maybe one day that might be something that she circles back to and may like try to do again. But like that was what she went to school for. She was like, I graduated and my major was in psychology and I work in insurance. So she was like, I didn't even use mine. So
whatever.
it is what it is, yeah.
Anywho,
you know what I say to that though? Sorry.
No.
Because mine's a segue, and I'm pretty proud of it.
Good for you.
Right. Yeah. Oh, come on.
Sorry.
Dang it.
Good for you. That's awesome. Yeah.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Speaking of which,
whatever.
We haven't talked.
I'm so sorry. Recorded. I actually like had a moment of knowing songs and. connecting anyway.
Well, you know what? Good for you. And you know what? I say good for you, Amanda, for getting to it before I did.
And you look happy and healthy.
I look happy and healthy because I am.
With long hair that you can headbang right now, right? But no, not, I mean, you got to.
It's like not long enough to like put in a ponytail yet, but just long enough to annoy the crap out of me.
Don't do that, douche not. Okay, man.
Oh, I'm going to do it.
You can't do it on the very top of your head, can you?
I could, but I don't want to.
Hang on. Like, I'm just going to say this, though, and then
we'll
back on track.
You better not talk them into getting a...
No, but Amanda. you're in a church praise band.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like that, like, if you've got longish hair, like, yeah, you've got to have the man bun.
Maybe the man bun is coming, but, like, the reason I want to put it into a ponytail is for practicality reasons, because, like, I bend over to like clean something or pick something up and my hair is in my face and it's like not long enough for me to put back and hold back. I can't tuck it behind my ear, but it's just long enough to annoy me. Yeah. So I'm trying to push through it. And like I already have a big head. But like now hats don't fit me as easily because now there's a lot of hair that's like stuffed in there too. So like none of my hats fit the same. I've only got like a handful of hats that fit correctly. So like, I don't even have a big selection of hats to wear to keep my hair.
Maybe
out of
you
my
should
face,
like but... go for like the Axl Rose like bandana.
Bandana.
I think I am going to bring the bandana back. Yeah, I think that is what I will do. I'm going to do that.
Next time we see you on the show, dress up like Axl Rose. See, Amanda's
some
got
of these.
It. Yeah, right. Yeah, Amanda's got it. Look at that. See.
Wow, sweet child of mine. Yep.
Yeah. So
that's it.
But we haven't been talking to you, in over a month. So this is a fantastic song to come back on.
I know.
Has it been that long?
It's been a month since I've been on. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I've been busy. Sorry, everyone. But,
how dare you live life
and have things right. to
yeah.
do.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if
exactly.
he lives the life that you know. I mean, holy crap! But But yes, good for you. I had no idea what you were talking about when you said we're going to do good for you because I'm like, what's he talking about? Good for you.
Okay, now you know. Okay, yeah. So do you know the song though? Do you know that? I know Amanda knows it. Do you know it?
No.
You're gonna love it.
Okay.
You're gonna love it. I honestly think you're gonna love it.
All right.
I think it's great. Amanda, we were kind of briefly talking before we started recording, but like you said, as a mom, sometimes your feelings about a Disney Channel like child actor and actress, like what were you saying about that? Kind of give us some context here.
You know, a lot of them, they try to do something different. Like they try to come out of like the Disney mold and they just, it falls flat. It's
like JoJo Siwa.
Yes.
Right.
And then, you know, even like Miley Cyrus, she ended up in a great place, but you know, there was a little bit of a hiccup.
It took a minute. Yeah. Yeah.
There. But then, you know, you have
Timberlake.
Well, he's another like good example. Jay-Z, Chazé,
did
is
okay.
Another,
yeah, yeah.
You know,
did all
but
right.
Then you know you've got the like,
and then Spears. I mean, Spears was on.
Yeah,
the right.
But there are so many of these other like kind of smaller, especially like the music ones. Like I'm trying to think of like some of from like the High School Musical stuff or
yeah.
Crap. What's it like? And it wasn't even that I disliked the shows. Like that's the thing is I'd never.
Yeah.
Hated the shows or it was just like, oh my gosh, like just stay in your lane.
Yeah. Well, it's a trend, right? Like we've seen it ever since, you know, the dawn of media, right? Television, like everyone's like, you know, you start out as a child star. And a lot of times, like you can never be anything other than a child star, whatever that is. If you are like an actor and like you're only known for being like this cute little kid, well eventually the kid grows up and the kid doesn't look like they used to.
Yes.
What made them money, and then they lose work. In fact, the Chip and Dale movie, like the live action like Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers movie that came out a couple years ago touches on that a lot. It is great.
Lamb of God, well, Redneck.
Yeah, Lamb of God was in the movie. Yeah. I was like, okay.
I think the other thing is like, it's a struggle to like transfer sort of seamlessly from child to young adult to adult. And I think that this like artist, like she did that in a way that a lot of, right, because it is like, I mean, if you think about Driver's License, like that is, you know, that is not a song with lots of curse words, lots of, you know, it really is like,
it's a feel good.
I got my driver's license I drive by and I look at you and like, yeah, it's a little creepy, but also like, come on, we've all like had that moment of like a little bit stalkery.
Sidebar. Right. Amanda, have you, well, I'm sure you've heard of the Lamb of God from us, but have you seen I know you haven't, but I'm going to, you need to watch the Lamb of God Redneck video. Like, I don't know if you saw it.
It's so funny.
But it's this mom who planned a party for her kids, and she found Lamb of God, you know. Oh, like, you know, because she thought Lamb of God was like Christians coming over to sing and dance with them, right?
Yeah.
Oh. The heavy metal band pulls up in buses and starts cussing and everything.
I wrote it down.
The video is great.
It's so funny. Yeah, it really is.
Lamb of God. Everybody else should do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I like so, and I think kind of what you said, Amanda. Like, it's you always kind of like tense up and like anticipate the worst whenever you hear about a child star who is going to like either start a music career or is trying desperately to break the mold for like, you know, whatever association they have with Disney or whoever. And I'll be honest with you. I don't know a lot about Olivia Rodrigo's history as an actress, because my introduction to her was High School Musical, the musical, the series. And I love that show. I love it. I think it's so funny. I love all the characters. And I think she's only in like the first two seasons because her career as a singer took off in the midst of that show. So like she left pretty early on into it.
And like when she was in, you know, Bizarre Vark or whatever, right? Like she was a musician there as well. I mean, like,
yeah.
So this is, like, she is a musician, first and foremost.
Yeah, yeah. And she's very talented, such talented person.
Oh, yeah. It's,
yeah. Well.
I don't like people like her. She's, like, smart and talented and attractive
makes me
successful.
Sick. Hey, it makes me sick.
Good for you. You look happy.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Wow. Olivia. This is a great song with a really fun history too, and some really fun covers. I think we're gonna have a good time.
Nice.
I'm looking forward to this. So, but before we do that, let's tell everybody about the history of this song, and especially you, James, because you don't know what we're talking about. So, Good For You, number four. Good For You. All lowercase.
The letter U.
The letter U. That is how it's done, and nothing else will suffice. Is a song by American singer-songwriter Olivia Rodrigo. It was released on May 14th, 2021 through Geffen and Interscope Records as the third single from Rodrigo's debut studio album, Sour, released in 2021. Song was written by Rodrigo and its producer, Dan Nigro, who co-produced it with Alexander 23. Haley Williams, right, and Josh Farrow were given co-writing credits due to the influence from Paramore's Misery Business, released in 2007. Oddly enough, isn't that fun?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and
the same song.
You can hear it.
It's not like a lawsuit. It was just like, it's, you know, we give them credit because it is the same song. But more on that later. Stay tuned for that. Musically, Good For You has been described as an upbeat song blending rock, pop, punk, and alternative styles. It consists of, I'm gonna see if I can pronounce this.
Holy crap.
Staccato. Okay, hold on. Staccato
baseline.
Staccato baseline. Okay. That it is all one word, and it was hard to read because the font was yellow on my notes here. So I really had to think about that. Energetic. So yes, staccato bass line, energetic electric guitars, and explosive drumming, with lyrics addressing a former lover who moved on very quickly after a breakup, which is very insulting. The song received acclaim from music critics, who praised the instrumentation reminiscent of the 1990s to 2000s, and Rodrigo's crisp songwriting. The accompanying music video features Rodrigo as a high school cheerleader, exacting revenge, visually alluding to the 2000s films Audition, which is a scary, terrifying movie. The Princess Diaries and Jennifer's Body.
A good movie. That
great movies, good, right? Good, I love how Princess Diaries is randomly thrown in there too, with like sandwiched between these other horror movies.
Right.
So,
I mean, the, like, oh, whatever, dude.
Yeah. At the 64th Annual Grammy Awards, Good For You received a nomination for Best Music Video. The single reached number one in 23 different countries, including Australia, Germany, Canada, the United Kingdom, Ireland, and the United States. It was the second chart-topping single from Sour in many of those countries, following Rodrigo's debut single, Driver's License, released in 2021 also as well. Good For You peaked within the top 10 in more than 20 territories. Song received platinum or multi-platinum certifications globally and ranks among the top 100 most streamed songs of all time on Spotify, with over 2 billion streams as of November of 2023. So, and I'm sure that I'm in the top 2% of that, because I love this song. So here's the fun part. We're getting back to Paramore. Go back and listen to our two-parter on Paramore.
Yes, please.
If you guys would love some more insight into this very complicated history of that band. In August of 2021, Paramore members Hayley Williams and Josh Farrow received writing credits, as the chorus was inspired by Paramore's 2007 song Misery Business. This proved to be controversial, as many disputed the plagiarism claim, citing them as being two different songs with some similarities. However, it was later reported by Variety that Rodrigo's camp had been in contact with Williams and Farrow prior to the song's release, and they were eventually paid between $700,000 and $1.2 million in royalties. Rodrigo's publicly, for something you honestly had nothing to do with, it just happened to be very, very similar to your song, I'd say they got a really sweet deal on that.
Right. Yeah, they did.
For not having to lift a finger. Rodrigo publicly responded, discussing her feelings about Williams and Farrow being added as co-writers on Good For You. And this is what she said. I think it's disappointing to see people take things out of context and discredit any young woman's work. But at the end of the day, I'm just really proud and happy to say that my job is being a songwriter. All music is inspired by each other. Obviously, I write all of my lyrics from my heart and my life first. I came up with the lyrics and the melody for Good For You one morning in the shower. What's so beautiful about music is that it can be so inspired by music that's come out in the past. Every single artist is inspired by artists who have become before them. It's sort of a fun, beautiful sharing process. Nothing in music is ever new. There's four chords in every song. That's the fun part, just trying to make it your own. And she's exactly right. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying I was inspired by this song to write this song. This song is mine. But I did get my inspiration from this one. The problem is when people like JoJo Siwa try to release a song that was released 12 years ago and say, I wrote this. And then the internet was like, hold up.
Wait.
No, you didn't. And then now you look like an idiot. So good for her, right? For being upfront and honest about it and be like, I did come up with the song, but I do admit that it sounds like right, misery, yeah. But right. So yeah.
Nice.
Fun times. All right. We're going to get into our covers now. And we have featured Alex Melton on this podcast at least three times, I think, because he is so good at his covers. And there was one I was going to do, and I was like, no, I don't want to pass up the Alex Melton one, because it's very different.
But he's so good too.
He is so good and he's so talented. Homeboy's from Florence too. So he's a South Carolina. South Carolina guy. So there was one cover I came across, and I can't even remember who it was by. But what they did was they actually added in part of Misery Business in the chorus of Good For You. So it was a cool little like mashup. Yeah. But I feel like as far as a cover goes, this one's really something to talk about. This comes from his EP, Going Country. So once again, we're going to feature another Alex Melton song because he's a king of covers, in my opinion. And I think you guys are both going to really enjoy this.
I am so excited.
All right. Let's give it a whirl.
Okay, a whirl. All
right, whirl. Here comes the whirl.
And 3, 2, 1.
You moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? Good for you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess that therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl. Good for you, you look happy in every picture. Bought a new car and your career's really taking off. It's like we never even happened, baby. What the fuck is up with that? Yeah. Good for you, it's like you never even met me. Remember when you swore to God I was the only person who ever got you? Screw that and screw you. You will never have to the way you know that I do. Good for you, you look happy.
Hey there.
Hey, you're welcome, Alex Melton.
Alex, okay.
You're welcome. I'm glad I watched it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's fun. I love country, so you know, like.
Yeah.
So I have heard that song now.
Okay, so you're aware of it. Okay.
I'm aware of it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Initial thoughts, because I know you guys are country fans. I'm really not. It's like a certain kind of country music that I like, and I'm not a big pop country person. But that whole EP is full of covers. Well, the other, one of the other Alex Melton ones we did, My Own Worst Enemy by Lit, that was also on his Going Country
great cover,
EP. Yeah. Right. Great cover. Yeah. So what's your thoughts as country fans?
Who do you want to go first? Like,
I want Amanda to go first because she's a free mom.
I am.
Yes.
Free mom. I don't know. No, I loved that. In fact,
yeah.
I don't know. I like one. I love watching him.
Yeah.
You know, the way he, yeah. So like, that's fun.
Yeah.
But no, it's still catchy. It's got the same like vibe, but it's got the country vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It stays true to the original, but also it's unique. I don't know how else to put it than that.
Like, yeah.
It's both.
It works very well as a pop country song. Like if I had never heard it, I would have thought that was like, what's his butt? I can't think of his name now, but there's a, not Luke Bryan. There's another guy who.
Luke Combs?
No, I can't think. Thumbs up. It gave me a thumbs up, but that was not it. Zoom, you don't even know me, Zoom. You don't know anything about me. I'll think of him later, but he sounds a lot like an actual pop country singer that I do like. I'm going to research that. You guys continue with your discussion.
So yeah, I like it a lot. It's something that I would 100% like listen to. I don't like a lot of male artists. Like that's just my personal preference. I tend to listen to almost exclusively female artists.
Right.
But that I would listen to. I mean, like there's like Chris Stapleton, of course, like he is, you know, one of the exceptions to the almost exclusively female artist because he's magical. But I really like that. Like I want to listen to more of his country pop covers.
Yeah. You would love that EP then. You'd absolutely love it.
Oh yeah.
Like I'm going to have to add it to my rotation because I really did enjoy that a lot. Yeah. So James, what are your thoughts?
What are my thoughts? Okay, so lo and behold, I'm a big country fan, right?
Yeah.
I share the same sentiment as Amanda in saying that female artists have better voices for songs. But I listen to everything, right? This cover from Alex, I think you have to be at a time and a place to listen to this song. Meaning, if you're going down like a country road, or going from state to state on a long highway, you know, you listen to this song. You know, this is like a road trip song. You know, this is like a song where we hear, like, we listen to it every day or every other day. This song is not for me as opposed to listening to it every day. Now, I will give him credit. The breakdown is amazing. You know,
it's him singing
with just the drums. I love it. Right. You know, you know me in that. And breakdown, Blake and Amanda, I hope you do. But if you if you said rate this with 1 to 10, I would give it like a 7.
Okay.
It's good, but I just don't dig it fully, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sam Hunt is who I was trying to think of.
Sam Hunt.
Yeah. Sam Hunt. Okay. He sounds a lot like... It sounds like a Sam Hunt song. Like the way he sings it, the way it's written, it sounds like a Sam Hunt song. I like Sam Hunt.
Right. Yeah.
He's good. Yeah. I enjoy that because I do like Sam Hunt, and I do think that Alex does such a great job of taking a song that we know and love and just thinking of all the possible ways that any other musician could possibly play it. And honestly, I have thought about things like that, like since I, you know, can remember, like, what would it sound like if so-and-so covered this song, like did their own version of it? Right.
Wait a minute. I'm going to call you out.
Call me out.
Call TikTok.
TikTok.
They always do that. And you said, I don't like it. You know,
what if fans right. like this? Well, that's because I did it first and they're copying me. And honestly, I want some recognition.
You should get the royalties, right?
I want the royalties on all of their stuff because I thought of it first and they took it from me. So whatever.
So how dare they, right?
How dare they? That's what I'm saying. But no, I do like his cover a lot. And I think that Alex does such a great job of just reimagining songs. And he's got such a gift with it. And like, I'm never disappointed. There's like a group of us at church that like have like a text, like a group chat. Every time Alex Melton has a new song, like we like talk about it. Right. Cause he did like a emo cover of, Fix You by Coldplay, which like that song is just right. It's just so good. He even went so far. So he's like, you can tell he's got like a little bit of background in like playing in church and worship music and stuff like that. Cause he did like, he's done a couple songs where it's like, what if it was, what was the song? Hero Heroine by Boys Like Girls. He was like, what if it was a worship song? And it was spot on. Sounds really good, just right, like yeah. something like Hillsong or Elevation oh, wow. or somebody would
I love
do.
Hillsong.
Right. Yeah. So like it was just so good. So he's a truly talented individual. And I'm excited to see where he goes from here. Yeah. So
what,
yeah,
we need to get him on the show really.
I would absolutely love that.
I'm
yeah.
dying to get him on.
I would love to talk to him.
And he lives yeah. 2 hours from.
He lives like 2 hours from us. Right. Yeah. yeah. So. Wow.
I mean,
so fun.
And he dances and plays with yeah. no
plays
shoes.
Plays every
on.
Instrument. Right. He's
no
a,
shoes
he's
on.
Gifted. No shoes.
Right. I totally, that's, I'm not a big shoe fan.
Shoes are dumb.
Do you play your shoes with your drums, Blake, or do you?
I play with one? Shoes. I'm not one of those okay. drummers that plays you, without shoes. I don't get it.
Do you
Some
have
people
drum
absolutely,
shoes?
They swear by it. No, I just,
okay,
just wear.
Because there is like, because I have. Cause I talked to a guy who has like drum shoes and he lives yeah. and swears by them. No, yeah.
It's whatever. I can play in whatever. I've played in dress shoes. I've played in flip flops. I've played it right. Yeah, I've played in yeah. all of them. And I'm like flip-flops. I just play whatever.
Yeah,
yeah. But I have to wear shoes. I don't like to play
yeah,
barefoot.
Okay, okay.
Nope,
yeah.
not for me.
So so shoes, but oh, okay. So no bare feet, but would you ever play with socks on, or is that too like? Slippery?
No, I wouldn't do that either.
Okay,
yeah, I have to have some type of shoe. I've played like in my slippers that I'm wearing right now. Actually, wearing slippers, I've played in these, and they actually work really well. So.
Nice. So mm-hmm. are nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
All right.
So I think that Amanda wants to talk to us about me first thing. Gimme's, because I think if my mind's correct, you introduced her, and she loves them.
I think so. I think yeah. I think we might yes. have spoken about me first yeah. in the Gimme Gimmes before. Yeah.
We did. But see, you're going to say that. And I'm like, oh, wait, okay, wait, the Ramones.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. Because right. I'm looking at, okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
See?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
See, yep. I just need some like
guidance, cues. I guess, right?
Just a little nudge. Right. You got it.
Because I do like the I love the Ramones. And then right. there was, yeah. yes. Okay. Thank you for the little.
Yeah. Just a little reminder. Yeah.
Pet Cemetery.
No, I remember.
Pet Cemetery.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't yes. want to.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
In a Pet Cemetery. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this next one's fun. And yeah. another
fun.
Great like cover band, because that's all they do. Right. It's just fun. It's just fun music. So this next one, let's talk about Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, who I'm surprised we have never featured on a Cover Wars before. We'll have to change that.
Yeah.
Because they've been around for like a really, really long time. So Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, often shortened to MFGG or just the Gimmes, are a punk rock supergroup and cover band that formed in San Francisco in 1995. The band's lineup currently consists of Spike Slauson, CJ Ramone, who
yes.
me and James have spoken to before in a meet and greet, and what a nice guy. Just salt
online
of the earth.
Online only,
unfortunately. Yeah, yeah. We didn't meet in person. It was yeah. online meet and greet, but such a nice dude. I talked to him about aliens. also, Joey Cape, Pinch, and John Rice. David Rawn, Chris Shiflett, and Fat Mike are former members, and more on that a little bit later if you people don't know who those people are. So the Gimme, yeah. Former, yeah. The Gimmes work exclusively as a cover band. They specialize in rapid-fire punk interpretations of a wide range of songs, often with a humorous edge. The band is named after a children's book of the same name by Gerald G. Jampolsky and Diane V. Sirencione. I don't know.
That's
all right,
probably wrong, that's 100% right there.
As long as you say it with confidence,
yes.
and like in a little bit of an accent, no one will question you.
No,
right?
No.
That's all you have to do. And you
not.
Have to do it really quick. You have
yes.
to just get it out, and then no one will pay attention. So, all right. So one thing I love about music is supergroups. And we've done an episode on supergroups. We'll have to do some more of those eventually, because there's a ton of them out there. But I love learning about a supergroup and then like piecing together who all the members are and like what other bands they came from. It's just so fun. So before we like listen to it, I've got something here. I'm going to give y'all a very like brief history of like all the members that have ever been in Me First and the Gimme Gimmes and what bands they came from. Okay. Ready? All right, so sit tight. Spike Slauson and if you're like a 90s punk fan, then you're gonna have a great time. Spike Slauson of the Swingin' Utters and Revolts on the lead vocals. Swingin' Utters, great punk band. Started in 1995, still with the band. Fat Mike of NOFX, played bass and backing vocals from 1995. Says to present, but he is not in the band currently. No. So this is wrong. Joey Cape of Lagwagon on guitar, backing vocals, 1995 to the present day. Dave Rawn, also of Lagwagon and RKL on the drums since its inception as well. Past members, here we go. We're about to have a really good time. Chris Shiflett of the Foo Fighters and No Use for a Name on guitar and backing vocals from 1995 to 2019. So, like, he was still in Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, like, for a good chunk of his Foo Fighters career.
Right.
And then they've had a lot of fill-in members over the years. Brian Baker of Minor Threat and Bad Religion. Chris Shiflett's brother, Scott Shiflett, of the bands Face to Face and Viva Death. He's been kind of filling in kind of off and on for years. NOFX guitarist Eric Melvin filled in for Fat Mike on bass during the 2007 European tour and in 2008 and 2013 on their Australian tours. Adam Stern from Youth Brigade and Royal Crown Revenue filled in for Fat Mike also. Mark Mortensen from Screw 32 filled in for Dave Rawn on drums. Grant McIntyre, also from Screw 32, filled in for Joey Cape on guitar. Barry Ward. Rich
in.
Kids on LSD. Yeah. From the band Rich Kids on LSD and Crosstops filled in for Chris Shiflett. Warren Fitzgerald of the Vandals and Lindsay McDougal of Frenzel Rome filled in on guitars during 2003. 2014, Jay Bentley of Bad Religion also has been the usual fill-in member on bass for Fat Mike until CJ Ramone, who took over that role in the late 2010s. On the spring 2017.
It sounds like a whole football team, right?
It is. Honestly, it is a complicated history.
Right.
Spring of 2017, Chris Chaney of The Living End and Lindsay McDougal of Frenzel Rome filled in on guitar. On their first South American tour in 2018, Lindsay McDougal of Frenzel Rome filled in for guitar. Christopher Ward, a.k.a. CJ Ramone, joined the 2018 summer tour invited by Jay Bentley. CJ was back again in 2021 in Columbus, Ohio, to launch a tour opening for Violent Femmes and Flogging Molly. CJ was back for the 2023 Australian tour, and he has become a crowd favorite because how can you not? Stacey D of Bad Cop filled in for Joey Cape. John Rice, Rocket from the Crypt, another great band. He has filled in. Andrew Pinch, drummer for The Damned, has filled in as well. Johnny Two Bags Wickersham of Social Distortion has played with them as well, in addition to Jake Kiley of the band Strung Out playing lead for the Gimmies as of May of 2023. So many people from all these bands have just been a part
team.
Of a true roster of revolving members, and I love it because it's just every era is great. So but now let's take a listen. Their cover was released as a single this year, actually, just a few weeks ago, and also features a slight little nod for any punk fans out there. There's a slight little nod to the Buzzcocks fan favorite Ever Fallen in Love that you can hear like kind of in the intro and another part throughout the song. So if you it's a good time. It's a live version, too, and it's very well done. So let's take a listen.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
You know what? We're a band of all ages, all genres, and this song is proof. I know you're going to dig it. It's very contemporary, right, guys? So let's take it away. I'm
time for you to really help. That you can be a better man for your brand new girl. For you, I guess you're getting everything you want. Got a new car and your car is really taking off. It's like it never even happened to you. What the fuck is up with that? And good for you, it's like you never even met me. Remember when you swore to God I was the only person who ever got you? Screw that, screw you. You will never have to hurt the way you know that I do. Maybe I'm too emotional. Maybe you never cared at all. Maybe I'm too emotional. Your apathy is like a wounded fall. Maybe I'm too emotional. Maybe you never cared at all. Thank you so.
All right.
All right.
There we go.
Cool.
That is okay. Yep.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
Oh, yep.
All right. Raw reactions. I want to hear them.
I think you already got mine because I did like that a lot better. Okay. It was more. I do like it when it was poppy instead of a country song.
Okay.
You know, like I said. With Alex's, you could listen to it that, you know, going down the road somewhere, you know,
chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This song, slap it in anytime you want to, you know, it's still and it gives you like a happy feeling, you know,
sure.
You know, the country version wants to make you think about life in general, you know,
sure.
This song, 100% happy and, you know,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right, Amanda, your thoughts.
So I loved this version as well. Like this, okay. Like I feel like this is a song I would have listened to, you know, in high
school. Again and
again. Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, like my thoughts during this was like, holy crap, this song works in all of these different ways.
Yeah.
Even with male, like female singer, you know, like it doesn't matter. That speaks a lot about Olivia Rodrigo and her skill.
Yeah.
I really like it. They're very different.
Yeah.
Like this is I would play this like at a party or, you know,
anytime. Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, man. They're
both good.
They're both so good.
And what I love about that one too, it kind of like, as I mentioned before, there's a, like in the intro, like kind of halfway through the song and then the outro, that little guitar part, that that's the Buzzcocks song I was talking about. And it's so the song's called Ever Fallen in Love, and the you know, it's a song about, you know, have you ever fallen in love with someone you shouldn't have fallen in love with, which is very reminiscent of this song. Like, you know, like you fell in love with somebody who, once it was over, they very quickly moved on, and it was obvious, like, you guys weren't meant for each other. You're having a hard time, like, moving on while they're just off having a blast. And that's someone you should not have fallen in love with. So I thought it was a nice little nod to that. So not only do we get like a little cross reference with Misery Business, which is also a very like similar type of song. You know, it's bringing, you know, little Buzzcocks into it as well. So, yeah. All right.
Which is great.
Are we voting now?
Yes.
It's time to vote. Okay. Yes. All right. Who's going to go first?
I will.
Okay.
Because I think Amanda's still trying to think about, you know.
She's still processing. It's okay.
Like, yeah. Is this possible, right? I like to think about life sometimes, but I like to be happy more often. So,
sure.
So for me, the me first thing gave me some wins, hands down for me.
All right.
But there are songs that Alex did, like, that's a whole lot, you know.
Sure.
Good, and I love Alex. You know, like I said, we got to get him on the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but for me, I like to have a song that you can play any time of the day, you know.
Sure.
So,
okay. Amanda,
me first.
What do you think?
Give me some me.
All right.
Like I almost want you.
You go first.
To go for it, and then
sure.
I can then just pick whichever. Like,
you
wait,
might
but,
be.
Oh wait. Oh, but wait. Are you? Figured if you pick Alex, then I'm stuck. But if you pick Jimmy, then
you'll be the
it doesn't
breaker.
Matter.
You'll be the deal breaker.
Oh.
Well, I can go.
Okay, I'll get Blake.
Yeah, go.
Yeah. I'll go. Okay. Yeah. So yes, I think I'm also going to go with the gimmies on this one. Just because it is, I feel like it's the most, true to the original.
Yeah.
Obviously the other one's a pop country, but it's done so well and it's totally recreated and reimagined and done so, in such a good way. I absolutely love Alex Melton. Anything Alex Melton does is just great. But
right.
I am a punk rock kid at heart, like through and through, mm-hmm. especially with a super group of like all these great punk bands from the 90s that are like getting together and just playing songs that I love. Like I'm all for it. I like also like one thing I really liked about Olivia Rodrigo, and we didn't mention it before, but her really like starting with her music career, she jumped very like she got in at a really good time when pop punk was starting to make a comeback, right?
Yes,
MGK. Right. Was about to put out his album. It was like the trend.
It's a good album.
It's a great album. It absolutely is. Travis Barker had a lot to do with that as well because he produced it and played drums on it. And then there was this trend where he did that with everybody's songs. But like before that really like took off, Olivia Rodrigo dropped this song and it was like in the early stages of all that happening. So it was just well done. And I remember, and I have fond memories of the song. Listening, like having a game night at my sister's house with my sister, my brother-in-law, my niece and nephew. And I didn't really know that Olivia Rodrigo had this music career because we had just started watching High School Musical, the musical, the series, and we loved it. And I was like, oh, this is the chick from the show we're watching.
Right.
And then like, that's a way that me and my niece and my nephew kind of like created a memory together of like listening to the song. And I was like, oh, this is good. And now I have this like love for Olivia Rodrigo's music. So the Me First and the Gimme Gimmes cover is very similar to that because it's still in that like pop punk vein.
Yeah. And it's like a feel good song. You know,
it's a feel good song. Right, absolutely. Yeah, they're having fun. Like, you know, like all those guys, like, I don't want to call them old, but they'll say they're old. Like they're old. They're not like in their youth playing a bunch of really, I mean, they still play a bunch of fast, you know, up tempo punk. Slate of music, but they'll admit like we're getting too old for this crowd. So like, but they're having a good time playing more like, you know, modern songs and like knowing that people are going there to hear their covers. And like, you know, if I were standing out in the crowd and I heard them do that for the first time, I would have lost my mind. Like it's just fun. So. All right, Amanda, now it's your turn. Now all you right, can't.
Now it's-
So yeah.
No, it doesn't matter, really, because like there's already a winner.
Of course it matters.
It doesn't matter.
No, you know, and I have to say I'm really torn because I really do like Alex's version of it.
Yeah.
It's and again, like he's fun to watch. It's a whole different
sure
vibe. Oh, Why? This should not be this hard.
I love it whenever it's like these really tough ones to choose.
I have moments where I want to.
I believe the first one, though, that you all had me do, they were both terrible. And
they were
terrible. Awful.
Yeah. Iced Earth and.
So this is. I don't remember.
Iced Earth and like one other.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Bad Company song.
That's what it was. It was the Bad Company one.
So.
Good old Blake, bring it home.
Sorry.
It's first time that Amanda did this with us, too.
Yeah, so I think I may have to go with the Gimmies, actually.
All right.
Gimmies. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the version that I would listen to more, even though I tend to be more of a country.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it fit. It's the style. But it's
all about mood.
I like it.
Cool. You heard it here, folks. 3-on-3. But you know who we really need to ask?
Jeff.
Yeah. Jeff, what are your thoughts? Because whenever you're going to give them to us.
He'll probably be the odd man out. Yeah, I like Alex.
Alex Melton. Jeff probably like find another version and be like, actually, this one was better than both of those. So.
Yeah, y'all should have done this one instead of this one.
So let us know, Jeff. You tell us.
And anybody who wants to review and rate this podcast, please tell us which one you like.
Give us another one.
Let us know. 4 or 5 stars and leave a review. Say, I like this
or
one.
Or if there's a song you want us to do a cover Wars on.
Please do.
Yeah, we would love it.
Need some ideas.
Yeah.
Need some ideas. Hit us with some ideas.
Yeah.
And if you are still sad and needed help, don't worry. Blake has a mental help for you.
No, I don't.
Blake, you do? Oh,
no,
sweet.
I don't.
Blake,
I don't.
Okay, because that's whole mental health.
No, I've got one.
You guys should
make
your bread
every day.
Make bread. That's right. Oh, how did your bread turn out?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I've been making bread for like 3 weeks now, and it is so satisfying.
You need to ship it to Amanda and I.
I will. I would love to. And I'm going to like look up some more recipes. Like I might do like a cinnamon raisin bread. Right. Also, we've been playing a lot of Chinese checkers and it's a great way to pass the time. Me and Allie had an absolute blast the other night. Just like we did nothing once we got off work except played Chinese checkers and watched Modern Family. And it was like the best time. So
nice.
That sounds quite lovely.
It was so fun. Yeah.
So
beat that.
So hanging out with your loved ones, relaxing, with sort of mindless, but also a little competitive, like that's awesome.
Sure. Yeah.
But I know that, a lot of us try to start new habits, for our mental well-being, whether it's going to the gym or, moving our bodies or eating certain, diet that makes us feel better, drinking enough water, all of that. But it can be really frustrating sometimes because if you miss a day or you don't, you don't have those consecutive days, it can feel like, oh, I failed. So what I have is a little card and it says you did the thing.
Mm.
And when you get, in my case, there's 10 and I have different cards for different things. And then you get a reward because when you get a reward, you experience a release of dopamine and it makes you feel good. And then it makes you want to do it more. So finding ways to reward new habits, new things that you want to incorporate into your life. I also have one that I give to clients that says, I said no. Then you get a reward for when you've said no, 10 times, or whatever it is. And the reward can be a new pair of shoes. It could be, going getting ice cream with your friends, whatever it is. But I think it's important to remember that, like, if you're trying to create a new habit, it's not going to happen overnight. That rewarding that consistency helps you stay consistent. And someone who is a runner told me this, and I may have shared this here. I talk about it all the time because it hits. He is in sobriety and he is also a marathon runner. And he said, if I have a relapse, it's just like a training run or any run. If I trip and fall after I've run 8 miles of a 15-mile run, I don't start back at the starting line. I've already done those 8 miles. I've gotten that experience. My body's learned that. And so, like, if you miss a couple days of some new habit you're trying to create, just start up again and then get those little check marks, because that hits your dopamine and it makes you want to do it more. So the key is reward yourself, because you are worth it and you deserve fancy, nice things, or ice cream, or a bubble bath, or
cinnamon raisin bread.
Yes.
Cinnamon raisin bread.
With extra butter. Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Is extra butter good for you, though?
Yes. You are wrong if you think that extra butter is bad for you. Well, I will say I know everything.
Man. I was just asking, man.
You know.
Jeez.
I think it boils down to, like, the reality is, like, everything in moderation.
Yes.
Except butter. Are you going to put butter on everything, or just, like, some extra butter on the amazing cinnamon raisin bread that you made at your house?
I put butter in my coffee sometimes.
I've heard that's like a thing. Like
bulletproof coffee, dude. It is so good. It has to be a certain kind. It's unsalted, Kerrygold unsalted butter. But like with coconut oil, it's called bulletproof coffee. And like, I mean, you can add sugar if you want. I've never done that, but I would do like a little bit of honey, and it was really good. So yes, butter on everything.
There you go. Butter. All the butter.
All the butter.
Sweet.
Coffee butter. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. Trust me.
Because Outback had like those little things where we had coffee butter there. It was good. I don't know why they stopped it. So.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. I mean, I'm here for the butter. Yeah.
I love the butter.
Awesome.
If there's one thing you guys can take away, it's that you owe yourself some butter tonight. So
pound some butter.
Treat yourself, go out, not margarine, please. No. Don't skip out. You know, like
it's not butter. But wait, wasn't Fabio? Fabio was in those commercials.
Yeah,
right?
He was. Yeah, what happened to him, and look where he's at now.
Where?
I don't know. He's still
one of the most successful.
One of the most successful male models
in the history of ever.
Hey, but you know what? He got on a roller coaster one time, and a bird hit him slap in the face, and it almost ruined his career. So, like, take that for what it's worth. I think that's the universe trying to tell him.
Well, see,
I wanted the lads to be that attractive.
That he should have had real butter. That's what the universe is trying to tell him.
Oh,
yeah, right. So, yes. Like, you know what? Here's a bird.
Makes perfect sense.
Straight to your face. How about that, Fabio? What do you think about that?
Okay, that makes sense. That tracks.
Tomorrow night before I go see Gwar.
Going tomorrow?
Tomorrow night, butter pancakes.
You should take a stick of butter with you and get them to sign it. And then you can put it on display.
Oh, God.
Put it like right here.
That might not work out well long term.
The stench might be overwhelming. Keep
it in your fridge. Just put it in your fridge. Put it in the little clear fold-up drawer. Shelf. Yeah, yeah. That everybody has. Yeah, and just be like, here's my guar butter. Guar butter.
So you're going to see Guar.
I'm going to see Guar.
Guar.
And I cannot wait.
Y'all know who I'm going to see on Friday?
Who?
Not Guar.
I'm not sure you're ready for this.
Joan
Jett and Alanis Morissette.
Stop. Really? Seriously? In the same night? Good night. Lord.
Yes.
You got to take videos and send it to us.
Oh, I will. I'm so excited. And then Morgan Wade, who is an up-and-coming country Americana singer-songwriter, who maybe is having an affair with Kyle Richards from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Whoops. I don't know. They were in a music video. Like, she starred in a music video with her. Sure.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just like, these are rumors. I have no proof whatsoever.
Well, I'm all here for the goss.
I'm just saying. But yeah, so I'm super, super excited because Joan Jett and Alanis Morissette.
Heck yeah.
Come on.
That is what I'm talking about.
So
I just saw a reminder that the movie The Runaways exists. And like, part of me won't really, I've never seen it. I really want to watch it because I love Joan Jett.
the Runaways did Cherry Bomb, right?
Cherry Bomb! Cherry Bomb! And Kristen Stewart, I think, plays Joan Jett.
Really?
Yeah, I think that is who played Joan Jett in the Runaways. So,
Lita Ford was in the Runaways too, right?
Lita Ford was also in the Runaways, yeah.
So anyway, I'm super excited because it's like a pretty amazing like female, you know, Ford lineup.
Oh, full circle.
And Alanis Morissette, how great is that?
Right. Well, full circle moment. So like in Yellow Jackets, there, which has a great theme song, by the way. But in like the season one finale of Yellow Jackets, there is a version of the theme song for Yellow Jackets that is sung by Alanis Morissette, and it is so good. So once again, I will tell everyone that I know to watch Yellow Jackets so that we can all have discussions about theories of who is still alive.
Is it on Netflix or is it on
Paramount? Right, I think it's on Paramount.
All right. So it's really frustrating.
Okay.
Because it is a Showtime series. It is on Paramount, but you have to have like a certain membership subscription. Yeah, to watch it. It is not in the base one. Right. So
if I could get it, then I'll definitely watch it and then we'll talk about it.
We have other means of watching it, and that's all I can say. Wink,
okay.
Wink.
Okay. Wink, wink. Okay. I heard you.
Okay. Wink, wink. All right. You guys, y'all ready to bounce up out of here?
That's it. Yep.
So
you can go watch Yellow Jackets.
I know. I am. Yeah. As soon as
I'll send y'all the trailer. I'll send y'all the trailer later, and you're gonna love it. So
I already pulled it up on IMDb because ADHD. Yeah. Sure. So now it's in my, you know.
Christina Ricci is in it. She's phenomenal. And Juliette Lewis. They're great. Both of them are great. So anyway.
Oh, okay. Yes. Now I have to watch it even more. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. So we covered all of the
We're good.
Thanks. Awesome. Well, thanks. Thank y'all for listening to the show today. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or any other place you can.
Yeah. And if you like to follow the show on the social media, we're on Facebook, we're on X, we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok. Just search for Words Fail Music Speaks Podcast and give it a follow.
Are we trying to do like a country twang there?
Man? I don't know. Listen, dude, I have been down a rabbit hole and I can't really disclose why just yet. Like, give me a little bit more time and I can tell you. But like, I have been going down a rabbit hole of like TikTok videos of like people who are like Trump cultists and like all of them talk like that. And so now it's just like burned into my brain.
We'll get there in a second.
Anyway.
If you are a musician or would like to be interviewed on the show, reach out to us at james@whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com. Amanda Dolan, that's D-O-L-I-N, and I still do that. I don't know why. I love you, Amanda.
D-O-L-I-N. Well, it's fun. It's fun and necessary. Right.
Amanda Dolan at whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com. And of course, only Blake.
Just Blake.
Just Blake.
Because there's one and only. There's just
no emo bimbo. None of that. Just Blake at whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com. Or you can message us on any of the social sites Blake has mentioned before.
And please subscribe to our YouTube channel where you can watch interviews, music video reactions, vinyl showcases, and more. You can find us at youtube.com/whenwordsfailmusicspeaks. Be sure to turn on the notification bell so you can be notified when new videos are uploaded. If you are currently watching this on YouTube, belly flop.
That's good.
On that like button.
Woo! Got it.
Woo! That's good.
Yes, sir.
Who?
Your turn, Blake.
Is it me?
No, it's your turn. No. Come on, man.
Holy crap, man.
You got distracted by the belly flop. You know, the belly flop really.
The water, the belly flop. Where are we?
I think he belly flopped and then he lost his place. What you heard is there's a bath. For those of you who are not watching, there's a bathtub set up. That's where James records is in the bathroom. And he literally just climbed to the top of the curtain rod. We watched him and then he belly flopped so that he could record the sound effect because that's how dedicated we are to this craft. So he just kind of lost his place, but it's okay. He's back now and he's dripping wet.
I'm soaking wet.
soaking wet, like no towel in sight, but it's okay. He's going to make it through.
If you're on YouTube watching this, sorry.
Okay? Sorry.
But the audio people, yes, I'm totally soaking wet.
Totally. You know? Yeah. Believe everything I just said.
Right. Except for the fact checkers, you know, so they will get us one day. So for all of the links to find out more about us or to buy some of our amazing merchandise, visit our website, www.whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com.
Hey, and you mind checking out my other podcast? It's called South Carolina Spook Show. I just did a new episode where I read, hold on, wait a second, wait for it. I've been reading some stories from this book right here called Spooky South Carolina. It's actually like a different series. Like they have one for every state, but they're like firsthand, like fictional stories about like local lore and legends from around South Carolina. So like I just did a story. I read a story out of this about the Lee County Lizard Man from someone who had like a face-to-face encounter with him. It was a lot of fun. So go check that out. It's available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Nice.
Awesome. And check out my other podcast, which is the Mental Society. I've got a few episodes out there now all about ADHD, because that seems to be like what is all happening in my world right now. Just did one about the Adderall shortage that is now, man, it started in October 2022. Yeah. So, the time before I got my meds filled, five pharmacies. I had to go to five pharmacies to find one that had it in stock.
It's not good.
That's frustrating. So yeah, check that out. Understand why having access to medication is important. And all of that jazz, and understand a little bit too about like how we got to this weird place of different medications being in shortages. And there's all kinds of other resources at my website, thementalsociety.com. So check that out.
And thanks again to our sponsors for this episode, Bones Coffee and BearHelp.com. Remember to use our discount code MUSICSPEAKS, all one word, at discount at checkout for our 10% off your order at BonesCoffee.com, where they got over 30 different flavors. They're bringing in some new flavors, so check it out. And go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to also get a 10% out off your first month of therapy and to get matched with a therapist that is perfect for you.
Now we need a little sound effect for the slash of like a sword, like cutting through like a watermelon or something. So shling.
Yeah.
Slash. Shling.
Slash.
There you go. Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, and Bones Coffee, if you're listening, never mind what Blake said about bulletproof coffee. He was just teasing you.
You could make bulletproof coffee from any coffee.
That is what I used to do. Thank you very much. That's what I used to do. I used to use some Bones coffee.
I imagine
How does butter and Bones coffee taste like?
Okay, listen. This is what I did. I used to get the high voltage coffee. Before I let you folks go, I'll fill you in. I used to get the high voltage coffee.
Okay.
And then like, you know, you brew it like normal, and then you put like I think it's a tablespoon of the butter in there, a tablespoon of the coconut oil, and a little bit of honey. And then you have like I had like an immersion blender. Yeah. And so I would like blend it up with that. And then so it's still Bones coffee. I just added butter and coconut oil, and it's called Bulletproof Coffee, and it is delicious.
Yeah, so, cool. Just get you a pound of butter, y'all.
Yeah,
that's all you need.
It's an expensive
refrigerator.
But it's good.
Good. Cool.
All right.
I think we're done, y'all.
We're done.
So, Amanda, did you have anything else to say?
No.
Except you're going to Atlantis
and Joan Jett.
And Joan Jett. Yeah. Woo! Rock out. So and then I will send y'all pictures and the video of the gore.
Yes.
And I'll post them on our TikTok.
Heck yeah.
So it'll be...
Hey, you know what I say to both of you for going to some shows?
You hate us?
Good for you.
Oh,
I got a show coming up. Oh my God. I can't believe I didn't tell y'all. I'm going to see Blink-182 next month. Right.
Okay.
So excited.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you, Blake. Come on
so
now.
So excited. Me and my brother-in-law, Brian, we're going to see Blink-182 nice. Next month, and I am so excited. They've been my favorite band for like 20 years, and I have never seen them live, so I'm
Maybe
very, very
you'll get
excited
a chance to meet Travis.
I doubt it, but it would be great to see them live.
They don't have any meet-and-greet tickets?
I don't think so. And if they do, they're very expensive. It was weird, crazy situation of how it got worked out to where we could go, and it like wouldn't have happened just like normally. It just happened by chance. So I'm very thankful that it happened at all. Yeah.
That
very excited.
So awesome.
I'm nice. So excited. It's gonna be great.
Nice.
All right.
Okay. So thank you once again, and always remember,
when words fail,
music speaks. And you know what? Good for all of you for making it to the end of this episode. So. Hand clap. Golf clap, everyone. Good job.
Do we need a hand clap sound now?
We need like a studio audience like effect for like cheering
one.
Or something. You got one? There you go. Hey, good for you.
Good for you
guys. All right. Good for you.
Okay, that's
all right. Okay, bye everybody.
Yeah, bye. Thanks.
Bye.